This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For companies sick and tired of paying more for scarce job seekers, robots are starting to look even more attractive. Orders for automation and automatons went up by a record 40% in a year. We keep a wary eye out on this workplace technology, given advances in machine learning and robot sophistication. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been looking through recent studies. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Science fiction's always loved this, right? Not just robots, but tech in the workplace in general.
Right. And of course, you've seen the 1957 romantic comedy Desk Set, and it really captures that 1950s fear that mainstream computers would replace humans on the job.
Yeah, well, 2022 fear. Machines kill off jobs, but we're told they create many more jobs that are less backbreaking, less dangerous, and reduced in drudgery. Now, that's the standard economic view, but maybe this time is different.
Well, the fear is clear, but the evidence and data, less so. Take a widely cited economic study estimating that 47% of jobs are susceptible to automation between 2010 and 2030. So an economist, Michael Handel, at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, he took a deep dive into those occupations most vulnerable to substitution by robots and AI, artificial intelligence. In his detailed studies, looked at their job growth over the past two decades and projected job growth rates from 2019 to 2029.
So he looked at all this. Who wins, robots or humans?
Well, he concludes, the fear that automation will cause widespread job loss has been greatly exaggerated in the past, and this time, he expects that history will repeat itself. In a number of cases like personal financial advisors, technology complements the job and leads to job growth. In other cases, okay, welders. Technology is a substitute for workers, but most of the time, and many times, technology alters the mix of jobs and needed worker skills.
That last point about technology disrupting jobs and leading to changes in the labor market is a major theme of, actually, you say a lot of economic history studies?
Absolutely. And the conclusion of so many economic history studies that I've looked at is that the main impact of technology is how much they change the skills needed in the job market.
All right. But how do we get the skills to people who need the skills to compete with the machines?
Here's my takeaway. Don't fear the march of the robots. Worry instead that too many workers will be left to their own devices in dealing with massive job changes driven by automation. You know, you can have some innovative, well-funded policy interventions like wage insurance and wage subsidies and investments in expanding apprenticeships and worker training programs. Actions like these will help workers share in the job-generating benefits of automation.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.